No brakes.
No brakes.
No fear.
No fear.
The official British Speedway podcast.
Catch up with all the latest news from around British Speedway every week with a new episode of British Speedway's official podcast. No brakes, no fear. We're at the National Speedway Stadium as the Bellevue Aces got back to winning ways against the Leicester Lions.
Oh, I mean, I think we haven't done too bad, you know. I mean, it's tough without Brady. He's like our number one. He's our leader, and even as captain, he's just doing an epic job. So it's big shame to miss him, but I think to see get away with a win, it's quite solid. I mean, they pushed us pretty hard, so we'll be hard fighting for the aggregate point at Leicester, but hopefully Brady be back there. Always can be better, you know, that's life of a speedway rider, but no, I think it was decent. One track was pretty good, you know. I think it was one of the best races we've seen here this year, you know, just because it was a bit drier. It's hard to race on it, but it was good.
More from Norik Bedorn in this week's episode. We also hear from Max Frick, who top scored for the Leicester Lions and had some great battles with Dan Bewley.
Kept it reasonably close. You know, 6 points is not a bad result, especially coming here to Bellevue. They're such a strong team at home. And hopefully, you know, when we go back to Leicester, we can make up the difference. But overall, a solid night for me. You know, plenty of points in the bag tonight and, you know, a bit of fun riding here at Bellevue.
The previous week, the Sheffield Tigers got the better of the Bellevue Aces. And we've got reaction from the captain of the Tigers, Kyle Howarth.
Local derby, and they always put a good show on here. So to be able to do that, yeah, it was great. Obviously, there was missing the skipper, number one, Brady, who's been going really well this year. Obviously, got a good guest in with Bomber. He was really great here for my testimonial last week, and you know, we were just on form, we were just gating and was passing too, so yeah, great result.
Reaction as well from Perry Barr. The Kings Lynn Stars got their first away win in the Row Motor All Premiership for almost 2 years, defeating the Birmingham Brummies on Monday nights. Reaction from team manager Rob Lyon.
Also a pivotal moment, but important result, because Birmingham had turned the tables the other way. Obviously, they would have been a bit of a gap between us. And, yeah, it was important. Needed to get a bonus. We got all three, which is great. And great team performance again.
No breaks, no fear. The official British Speedway podcast.
The Ipswich Witches still lead the way at the top of the Row Motor Oil Premiership. And our guest in the latest episode is Danny King, captain of the Witches.
Yeah, you have to take your hat off to the management, really. They worked hard to get the right guests in for the right tracks, and it worked. You know, it can't be easy. You know, obviously, losing me at first, you know, it's probably okay. Then Jason, and then all of a sudden they're two on the sidelines and they're managing guests. And then, as you say, Adam damaged his shoulder, and it just seemed like all the luck was going against us. But the fight in the team, you know, with everyone there, it just goes to show, well, we've got a good thing going. And it's just nice now that Adam's back, I'm back, and unfortunately it looks like Jason's going to be out for the year. So we're going to have to try and do something on that respect. But it's nice that the nucleus of the team is now back together and we can push on, and we didn't lose too much points or, you know, our position in the table in that tricky time. And the form Scott's in this year is just unreal. He's looking like one of the best Scott Nichols we've seen, certainly for a very long time. His performances he's put in for us have been amazing. So yeah, we're very fortunate at the minute, but you know, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep using Scott, or whether we'll be able to use him in every meeting, or what we can do. So we need to make the most of it while we can, but so far so good.
Now we've got reaction from the Cab Direct Championship and from Berwick after the Bandits faced the Glasgow Tigers home and away last weekend. The Glasgow Tigers victorious on both occasions, but Drew Kemp of the Berwick Bandits had possibly one of his best rides of his career, keeping Chris Harris at bay for four laps.
I was frustrated after the first race where, you know, I felt like I was stuck behind at the back for four laps until the last corner, and you know, Bomber passed me on the last corner last night, so I wanted to get my my revenge on him and get him back. And he was riding me hard. I keep joking around with people and saying you don't need to even see that it's Bomber to know that it's him behind you, because he's literally everywhere on the track. But, you know, we got him, which is good. And, yeah, it's nice to have a race win.
More from Drew Kemp, more from Gavin Parr of the Red Car Bears, and an extended chat as well with Jack Smith of the Glasgow Tigers. All available in the latest episode of No Breaks, No Fear, which is available on all podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also available on YouTube as well, with a new episode out every week of the Speedway season.
No Breaks, No Fear. The official British Speedway podcast.